This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not substitute for professional medical advice. Please seek a medical professional or healthcare provider if you're seeking any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Welcome back to the Funny Medicine Podcast. I'm Evie.
I'm Julie. Or Jules, whatever.
We have a new setup and we're a little bit like...
Yeah, we're trying to figure this out. You probably saw it in the episodes past.
Prior, yeah.
Yeah, that we're in a new space. We're finally at the pod lab in my renovated home. But we didn't have these guys, which are like the microphone like... floor standing like holder. Yeah,
those stands.
So yeah, I finally got them and now we're finally here. And then now, you know, I'm getting a text because it's like everybody knows that I'm recording and that's exactly when it happens. It happens every time, like and without fail. Anyway, so yeah, so check it out. Of course, this heart.
Yeah, beautiful. We need heart, to bring it down.
It's going to be brought down. It's the growing pains, guys. Like when I knew that this first time of us sitting here, like where I want to actually do this, was going to be like, we need to move this. We need to move that. You should have. Yeah. And that's how we didn't record the whole thing. We were like, forward, left, front, back. Turn that off. Turn this off.
Point the lamp that way.
Exactly. Don't move. Walk around the cords.
Once we were on one side, we're like, bring everything back to the other side.
Yeah. It was like musical chairs for a minute there. But anyways, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. Cheers, boo.
Cheers.
Cheers to growing.
Yes. And to the new pod lab.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to everyone that's been subscribing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. We got like the latest notification of 35K on YouTube. Know. Woo!
I know. We're very, very, very thankful.
Oh, yeah. And today's episode, you brought it up.
I know, because it's been trending. And Jules, I'm usually the one that texts Jules. Oh, and yeah. I'm like, have you heard this?
Yeah. And
this
I'm like lost crazy. For whatever reason.
Yeah. And then, so anyways, today we are talking about Belle Gibson. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't been on like social media or Netflix, because I think one of the reasons why it's become so popular is Netflix. Because of the Netflix series.
Absolutely.
So Belle Gibson, she's an Australian or was an Australian lifestyle influencer.
Yeah. Wellness.
Yes, wellness.
It was a big, you know, word for her or whatever.
But it wasn't just her wellness stuff. It was the whole entire premise of her wellness journey.
I gotta say, the clip you sent me of that interview, I barely was able to make through it.
I know.
When I don't know how the interviewer, like, she's a rocket. Like, she's the shit. Because I would have lost my mind on her. The way that she couldn't answer just simple questions like, how old are you?
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And she's like, this is easy.
Yeah, it's a very simple question.
It's a very simple question about how old are you?
Yeah, and she couldn't answer it.
I mean, it's just like that, wow, like the pathology behind her is just intense. But anyway, let's go into this. You could go ahead. Go ahead and start.
Yeah. So you did
bring this up. I had no idea about any of this existing.
I know. So she's basically a cancer con artist.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. And she did not only fool her community around her, but pretty much the world. And you'll see as we get deeper into this story, obviously she's primarily the person to blame.
Yeah.
But I cannot believe. Mm-hmm. And I will not believe that no one else knew that she was conning people.
That's the thing. How I cannot believe that she's alone in this.
Yeah. I don't think she is alone. That's the thing.
And then she does mention, which we will go into more detail, this Dr. Mark.
Yeah.
She mentions and she blames everything on him. But there's got to be, and she does use like actual cancer patients.
Yeah.
Like to learn from
them.
Yeah. Which I can't even begin to, but whatever. We'll get into that. And but beyond that, there has to be somebody. Because she was doing a lot. She did a lot, you know?
Exactly.
Anyway.
So pretty much she's a person that pretends to have brain cancer, and not just brain cancer, but a terminal brain cancer. She pretty much convinces the entire world that she's curing herself through alternative medicine. And we're not here to bash alternative medicine.
No.
We are just saying that she chose to publicly say that she had a terminal brain cancer, that she only had months to live.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
And that she was able to survive 4 years out without any modern day treatment or conventional treatment.
Yeah.
Instead, she was just saving herself through the foods that she ate and her lifestyle choices.
That's intense, man. And we're talking about, and it's an aggressive form of brain cancer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she picked out the worst one.
Exactly.
And like rode that wave.
Yeah.
Awful, awful.
And not only did she ride that wave, but she got paid.
Heavily.
Heavily. Exactly.
And a lot of it, we'll get into it, of course, in more detail, that it was supposed to go to charity.
Yeah.
And like multiple charities. Charities have come out saying, absolutely not. We never saw a dime.
Yeah, a dime.
So, you know.
Yeah, even families that she said was going to promise money towards her app.
Nothing.
Purchases, nothing. They didn't see $91.
She made money from her app, from her book, from all these things. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Belle Gibson, she's one of the most infamous medical scammers pretty much in our time, I feel. She pretty much convinced, well, I don't know. We have some other medical scammers that we'll be talking about in our next episode.
Yeah.
But anyways, she pretty much convinced thousands of people that she had multiple terminal diseases and that she miraculously cured herself with diet and natural remedies. So not only did she sell that lie through books, apps, and massive social media followings, but she even promised to donate this money to multiple charities that she like saw fit. And then a lot of these charities would say would be for children with cancer.
Like good charities.
Exactly. Good charities. Exactly. So let's break it down on who is she.
Right.
Okay. So, because everyone's like, okay, who the hell is this person?
Yeah, that's how I was.
So many people.
I was like, how the hell does she do this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So what do we know about her? Her real name is Annabelle Natalie Gibson. And she was born in 1991. The reason why we say that, like, why are you guys saying, like, when was she born? Because she had this famous interview with a journalist.
Yes.
Tara Brown.
Yes.
And
I'll link it in the show notes so you could watch the TikTok. It's like a... It's a pretty long TikTok, but guys, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So Tara Brown asks her, how old are you? And she could not. She went in circles, and Tara Brown was so good.
So good.
At just saying.
Like, quit the bullshit. Like, quit.
This is a very easy question.
Yeah.
How old are you? And she could not answer.
Could not. Would not. Kept on going around
in circles, like, in circles, in circles.
Yeah.
So her hometown is, oh God, Launceston, Tasmania. But anyways, I know that she's from Australia.
Yeah.
So she's from Australia. And then she later moved into Brisbane, Queensland, and then eventually settled into Melbourne. So she lived in these pretty big cities.
Yes.
Very well-known cities.
Yes.
So she basically claims that she had a very troubled childhood and that her family had a lot of disputes. She also talked about a lot about her mom having multiple sclerosis as well. So, which her parents were really upset.
Oh, yeah.
Her stepdad, I guess.
Yes.
Were very upset.
They were, like, vehemently against that, saying, no, I don't know what the hell.
That,
like,
what the hell she's talking about. That basically her mom gave her a lot. Her family was very much against all those claims that she had a very troubled childhood.
Yeah.
Her mom basically said that she tried to give her a really great life and that she was also very happy. There was, like, some truth that her mom had multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
So there was some truth in the things that she said. But, like, basically her family was saying that it's not even remotely what she pictured, like, everyone to kind of, like, pity her. And
of course. And that's what I think it ties down to, some sort of one-child that she has.
Yeah. Well, I think she has a lot of...
Many things. But
many things.
One of them has to be one-child.
One-child's. Yeah. So Belle Gibson has pretty much made several dramatic claims about her upbringing, including that she raised herself at the age of 12 because her mom had multiple sclerosis, that she left home as a teenager to essentially be on her own, and that she had no family support to, like, pretty much fend for herself. But again, her family was way against everything.
Yeah.
That she said.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because there's like even reports about her saying that her brother was autistic and he was like, what?
I bring it up now.
Yeah.
You know? So, but talking about like her family now, her mom's side of the story, given that she kept on mentioning her mom and like blaming her mom's condition
for everything.
So many things. Her mom said that Belle was not abandoned and she was not raising herself. She grew in a normal household in Brisbane. I don't know how you Aussies would say it. Let us know.
It's Brisbane, but I say Brisbane.
We're Americans. Dumb Americans. I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
So she claimed that Belle had a habit of lying and seeking attention from a young age. So we're seeing some sort of pathology here.
Yeah.
And in a rare interview, the mom says she was a difficult child, but she was never deprived. So this suggests that, like, you know, possibly Belle may have had trouble with personality, you know, and personality, like, I guess, how would you call that? Like, I guess pathology. Diagnoses or something that weren't explored enough, maybe, since childhood. And then, but she did not have a hardship-filled childhood, as she would keep on describing in all these interviews and her book and whatnot. So then her brother, Belle Gibson, has a younger brother, but he has mostly stayed away from the public eye. I do not blame him. In an interview, he reportedly described her as a compulsive liar who always made up stories to just gain attention. And his words align with the pattern of deception that would later define her and her wellness empire.
Yeah.
He was like, absolutely freaking not. She's an attention-seeking bee.
Yeah, no, and then so she also had friends, right, from school. And this is just some of the ways that they would describe her. So she was described as an attention seeker. So kind of always wanted to be like the loudest up and center. Neighbors and former colleagues said that she was known for exaggerating, making questionable health claims even before her cancer scam.
Oh, Lord.
And then that she was in a long-term relationship with someone called Clive Rothwell. And he's an IT professional who reportedly stayed supportive of her even after her scandal.
Interesting.
Though now he's pretty much distanced himself. But it's funny. So that other scam that they are talking about is... So this journalist went and kind of like dug into her.
Okay.
Right? Online. And he was trying to find any kind of information about her. And then he ended up coming up in these blogs.
Okay.
And then in the blogs, it was Belle Gibson, her same name.
Yeah.
But nothing like the Belle Gibson that she was at that time, like wellness, wholesome, and all these things. This, like, Belle Gibson would, like, leave comments saying, oh, having tequila for breakfast.
The polar opposite. Interesting.
So then there she... So I guess, you know, before... Like, now we have social media, but before it was blogs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, Tumblr.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, Tumblr. So she basically, in one of these, like, blogs, would comment, and then there were people that would comment back, and she was kind of, like, known to be, like, in this, like, skater world, and she would eat, like, trash food and all these things. Things that people
like
do.
A regular teenager.
But not what she was making herself up to be. So... There, she, on these blogs, she said that she had, like, 3 heart attacks and heart surgery.
We're going to talk about that.
So we'll talk about
that. Numerous ones that she brought up. It's like,
so this is before her cancer scam. She had already brought up different scams before. So this is obviously from a young age.
Exactly. Right? That's what I was going to say. There's something not right there.
Yeah.
Just not, I wish I could pity her, but you know, after all the stuff that I looked into, like,
I pity the situation. I pity the situation, not her per se.
I pity more the people that she scammed.
No, yeah, I mean, that's
horrific. It's children.
No, it's everyone.
I know, but like the kid that she.
No, I know.
Ah. When I dug into that, I was like, this little bitch. If I were the parent, the kid died already. Mm-hmm. The kid's gone. If I were the parent of that child, God forbid.
I think his name was Joshua. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know what, I honestly don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Because.
And he's just one story.
One story of all the many that she conned.
Yeah. And as parents, I mean, again, no disrespect to them at all. They must be suffering so much.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine then them leaning on someone's story for that hope.
Yes.
And then be like, that bubble was just
popped. Exactly. And she's like, I'm here to help you and I'm going to do all this and nothing. She was just there conning them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
exactly the word. They literally got conned and they must feel.
Ugh.
I mean, I can't imagine getting conned and
but your kids
then
involved.
realizing that some of the decisions that I made for my child had no basis.
Exactly.
And then you start thinking about the what ifs, you know what
of
I mean?
Of course you can't help it. As a parent, you can't help it.
Yeah. Ugh. But anyways, so her false childhood narrative helped her pretty much gain a bunch of sympathy and then launched her fake cancer story, making her scam even more convincing. So she pretty much skyrocketed in the early 2010s as pretty much like this Australian influencer and then a self-proclaimed health guru.
Wellness, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then she built this empire, right, claiming that she had a terminal brain cancer. And she said it was glioblastoma, okay, and had only 4 months to live. But according to her, she defied all of those odds and cured herself with alternative medicine. So glioblastoma is an incredibly aggressive brain tumor.
Yeah.
Incredibly aggressive. Mm. And I'm not a neurosurgeon, right? But a grade 4 glioblastoma, you don't come back from that.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she said it, that she was terminal.
That she was terminal, and then that, you know, like, alternative medicine, like, stopped it. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, boy.
It's so sad because.
It is.
You're basically saying. Oh, my God. This is where I say that no one caught on to this.
That's what.
She says she had terminal grade 4 glioblastoma. Not even, like, there's other brain tumors that might be a little bit slower in their progression and things. No. But glioblastoma, which is probably the most aggressive.
Right.
And she said that she cured herself from grade 4 glioblastoma. No, not even with chemo, radiotherapy, surgeries.
Yeah.
You know, really, when someone comes in with a diagnosis of glioblastoma, especially at a grade 4, nothing exists to cure you, right? We can buy you time.
Right.
But nothing really exists to cure. And she's claiming a cure.
I mean, hence why she skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Because it was something so, so negative. It's a death sentence. And then she's here saying, you don't even have to do chemo or radiotherapy. Like, just do these things that I'm telling you, that it's all just like wholesome, holistic, alternative medicine type of situation.
And again, you can do that. You can eat healthier. You can have the green juices. You can have all of that.
But don't say it's a cure.
But don't steer people away from conventional medicine.
It's just like, put yourself into the mind of those people that actually listened.
She didn't care. She's only in her mind.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there are people that are actually listening to you, mm-hmm. that actually stopped doing like actual therapies that are proven to at least buy them time.
Yeah.
They stopped it to follow you thinking that it's an actual cure.
Yeah.
They probably passed faster because of you.
Yeah.
Or made their situation worse. What about it? We're talking about patients that had either grade 1 or 2 or 3, so before 4, and then they made it to 4 or a higher grade because they decided to like follow her.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, this is why, one of the main reasons why we decided to do this episode was also to show, like, guys, do your own research. Do not follow blindly these influencers, programs, whatever it is that you see online. Don't follow it blindly.
Yeah. And I think that's what everyone was kind of saying, that at the end of all of this, what was like the learning point,
exactly. is that,
because unfortunately, I don't think that she's the first or the last is going to con people. We see it all the time.
Absolutely.
People like selling things.
It's rampant online.
And promising promising cures and things like that for money, basically.
Of course.
But I think people really should do their own research and not, it's almost like,
it's like this blind faith that they like, oh, they listen to these TikToks or reels or Instagrams or whatever. And yeah. then these people are convincing. They yeah. really are.
Yeah.
You know, they're charming, they're charismatic.
And that's what they were saying about her personality. That exactly. she was like a very, like you wanted to be her friend.
Exactly. And so they feed off of, yeah. not feed off of that, but they like market that about yeah. themselves and they reel you in. And I yeah. get it. I get how like attractive that is.
Yeah.
But when it's coming to something this important, guys, like please, for the love of everything good out there,
yeah.
do your own research and just don't follow blindly like
yeah.
these people. But anyway, let's continue here.
Yes. So basically, she gains hundreds and thousands of followers on social media, right? She lands a book deal with Penguin Publishing, which is a massive. Publisher.
Yep.
And this is probably her biggest break.
Oh, yeah.
At this moment.
I would lose my shit.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just say that. Exactly. Like, with Penguin. Like, what the hell?
Then she develops a wellness app, which is called The Whole Pantry, which was promoted by Apple and voted, like, app of the year.
Well, Apple was going to have it integrated into the iWatches.
They did have it integrated
into like the iWatches. Like, when you buy the Apple iWatch, yeah. it already came with it.
Exactly.
You didn't even have to, like, download it from the App Store.
Yeah, so when you have an Apple Watch and you turn it on, they already have pre-uploaded apps.
Yeah.
And hers, The Whole Pantry, was one of those preloaded apps.
So you can only imagine how much money.
So that's what people are saying. It's not only now just in her community, mm-hmm. the people that she started this whole entire like social media. It was just like her community at this point. But then Penguin published her. Then Apple started
they were paying her because all her sales of her books.
And sometimes I feel like I don't have words because yeah. I'm just like, how did no one questioned her?
I don't
understand. Like, how this came about?
I don't understand. I really don't. And we're talking about Apple and Penguin. How did they not decide, let's look a little bit more into this. Like, this sounds too good to be true.
Well, so there were some journalists
that
basically were looking at some of the interviews that was hosted by Penguin or sponsored by Penguin. And they were kind of saying that she was terrible at these interviews. Like, she did not sound convincing at all. And to the point where people were kind of suspicious of Penguin, but like Penguin was like in too deep already. Yeah. So they're like, we're just going to ride the wave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I get it. I get it when you're saying all of that, because it's true. Like, how did she make it so far? And nobody, it was such a big, huge freaking lie. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know. But then she developed a wellness app, The Whole Pantry, and then she earned over $440,000 Australian
dollars,
which is an equivalent to like $300,000 in the US. That's just from sales and endorsements.
Only. And you know that all these social medias, they pay you.
Yeah.
Once you reach a certain amount of followers, views, all of that, you get a pretty good paycheck from them.
Yeah.
And she already had that.
Yeah,
she already had that. Hence why she was able to get all these other things like her book and Apple and all that stuff, because she had a massive following behind her.
Yeah.
So she was already making money out of social media.
Yeah.
She was banking off of all of this. No wonder she like kept on going, because she's like, I keep on just getting more and more money, more followers, more like believers, more everything.
Yeah. And I think it just like plays into the personality. Yeah. That she wanted to be front and center. Everyone wanted to be her friend. Like, she fed off of that.
That narcissism type.
Yeah.
Of, yeah. 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 The attention. It's just crazy. Yeah. But anyways, another thing that once I saw that interview with Tara Brown.
Yeah.
I was like, Tara said it. Something about her paperwork and her identity and all. Mm-hmm. Like, why the hell does she change her name so many times? What the hell is the point of that? Mm-hmm. I decided to pose a question. Belle Gibson's name is, Evie had said, is Annabelle Natalie Gibson.
Yeah.
But she legally changed her name multiple times, reportedly at least 4 times. So the exact details behind the changes are unclear, because everything about her is unclear. But here are just some of the more likely reasons, right? First, avoiding her past and reinventing herself. Because again, she is still out there, guys, trying her best to look innocent. And it's a,
yeah,
whatever. Belle Gibson constructed multiple different identities throughout her life. Changing her name could have been a way to distance herself from past lies and failed relationships.
Yeah.
So, and you see that she's desperately trying to, like,
yeah, which we'll talk about later at the end of the episode, like, what's going on with her life now.
Yeah. Second, maybe she's trying to hide from legal and financial consequences because, I mean, they were pretty, pretty deep. Since she was caught scamming people, multiple lawsuits and financial penalties were levied against her.
Which I think this is most likely the reason why she changed her name multiple times.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. She was fined $410,000 Australian dollars, so equivalent to about $280,000 USD, which she has never paid.
Yeah.
She got fined that, but she still rather paid.
Yeah, so not only did she not pay
that
money that was promised to charity that she raised, mm-hmm. but she did not pay the fine.
Nope. And then a name change could obviously help her evade debt collection, creditors, and just legal accountability as a whole. Third, making herself more marketable. Here we are again, you know?
Yeah.
So Annabelle Gibson might not have been the same branding appeal as Belle Gibson in the world of wellness and, like, social media and whatever. And it's true. Yeah. People change their names, like, to kind of appease the masses most of the time.
You know, Kanye to Ye.
Yeah, don't even get me started off Kanye. Like, that is a whole episode on its own.
It's a whole episode on its
own. Oh my God. There is something deeply, deeply troubled and wrong.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she may have changed her name to create a more relatable and inspirational identity for her wellness business, which I could definitely see. But yeah. So why does Belle Gibson claim to not know her true age? It drove me so crazy that I had to do a whole section on it. I'm telling you.
It drove Tara Brown crazy.
I could not. I don't know how she did it.
I think she was already fed up with the interview. And then this was like, it's a simple question.
I was
how old are you?
I don't know. I honestly give her so much respect because I wanted to throw my phone. You know, I cannot even imagine. Anyway, so this is one of the most bizarre aspects of her story. Belle Gibson has reportedly claimed that she does not know her real age. And here's why that's obviously suspicious. First, easily verifiable records do exist. Birth certificates and official documents can confirm a person's real age.
Yeah.
So, like, why is this so hard?
Yeah.
You know? Investigations.
And why is it so hard for her?
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
Yeah.
You know? And then investigations place her birth year at 1991, meaning that she would be around 33 years old in 2024. Yeah. Mind you, that interview, which was very recent, she's claiming to be 23.
Yeah.
Or 26.
26.
I can't even remember because she was
saying 26 and then she looped around something to 23.
Well, Tara then said, if you go by what you just said, then you're 23. And then she's like, well, yeah. And then I'm like, what?
Yeah. It was like this loop. And this is the thing where a lot of people were saying that she had a way of kind of turning around things that she would say. So she would kind of lose you.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, she lost me there.
Yeah, she lost me. Did you see the way that she's like, at the time with my birth records and all these things, like, and then Tara was just like,
shush.
Just tell me a number. How old are you? And she, again, looped around. Yeah.
In Spanish, that's like, shut your mouth. Yeah. It's like, Gaya de Josico.
Yeah. So she couldn't do it.
She can't. She's incapable.
Yeah. And then again, the whole entire thing, manipulating everything and like kind of like turning things around. And another, you know, journalist was saying when he was talking to her that she would start talking and he would kind of lose her.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, at that point, I just let her go to see what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Like how he's like, she completely went off topic. And that he had a hard time, like, kind of trying to connect, like, why she was saying the things that she was saying. And then he's like, I'm just going to let her talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I will find my way somehow. But he, like, I didn't want to stop her because she was talking so much.
Right.
So he was hoping that she was going to, like, let up more and more.
I cannot. So anyway, so next, she likely used it as a manipulation tactic, like claiming to not know her age made her seem a little bit more like a victim. And then she used the narrative to reinforce her quote unquote troubled childhood story, making people feel sympathetic and less likely to question all her freaking lies. Third, another way to avoid accountability. She had multiple legal name changes and inconsistent records. It could make it harder to track her legally. This could also make it easier for her to create new identities in the future.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, whatever. Anyway, and then what does this all mean? Belle Gibson's name changes and age confusion are part of a very long history of deception. She used different names to avoid scrutiny, create new personas, and escape legal consequences, as she's still doing now.
Yeah.
Not knowing her age was likely a deliberate lie to gain sympathy and mislead the public. Because if she made herself seem more young, it's just natural. Like, it's natural for people to feel more pity towards somebody that's like really, really young to have like stage 4 glioblastoma.
Yeah.
She used everything that she possibly could to make herself seem more, have more pity again with her, like for people to pity her more.
Yeah. And that's going to be a good segue into our like next block of the conversation.
Yeah.
Is what did she actually claim?
Yeah. Let's get into that.
Because it wasn't just the glioblastoma.
No.
Or the brain cancer.
A lot more.
She came back and then she posted this. So she posted this on her social.
Uh-huh.
She and the way that she worded it, and that's another thing that a lot of people said, that the way that she would write and describe things,
yeah,
was like very tying, like emotional, like pulling on emotional ties.
Yeah.
So a lot of people felt like they could relate to her.
She's a great manipulator.
Which is so scary.
It is.
But anyways, so she decided because this is all fake.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Malignant brain cancer, glioblastoma, right? So that's like the one that she came out with, that she said, I only have 4 months to live, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then she said she had leukemia. Okay. So she's like, I have cancer in my blood. Okay. She said that she had cancer in her liver. She said she had cancer in her spleen, which is not common.
You're a doctor. You tell me.
It's not common. Okay. That she had these heart disease.
Yes.
And that's like these strokes during her heart surgery. And that she died 3 times for like just under 3 minutes. Okay. Chronic fatigue syndrome. That she had multiple strokes outside of her heart surgeries that she never had. Epilepsies, sensitivity to radiation poisoning, which radiation, didn't you just say that you were completely like just whole, like nutrition? What was the radiotherapy?
Well, that's the thing. She claimed that she went through it for a bit and then we're going to get into it, but long and short of it, like she got pregnant and then that's when she like
stopped. And then she stopped, exactly. But still.
I know. And that, see, all these things is exactly what you're saying. How the fuck did people like.
And then that the tumor went to the uterus. No, that is not a thing. That is not a thing.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God.
So, and then a lot of these things she said, some of them are primary, some of them are secondary cancers. So what that means for everyone listening, a primary means a cancer that arose in that first spot. Okay. A secondary is a cancer that started somewhere. So primary and then spread to other organs as a secondary form.
So metastasis.
Okay? Like a metastasis to something else, right? So a lot of cancers will have a metastasis, like tend to go to other places and we can link that, right?
Right.
So she's basically saying that she had multiple primaries, which is rare, okay? Multiple primaries and multiple secondaries, and that like, you know, her brain metastasized to her uterus and everyone's, again, I'm here and I'm like, where this whole entire world is based on like fact checking. Everyone fact checks everything now. And I'm like, where is the fact checking?
Clearly not there in 2010.
But for Penguin?
I know.
For Apple?
Apple. That claim.
For this whole entire community of people that were like buying her books and her apps and everything. Like no one had a trigger of like.
I know. It's crazy.
And I feel so bad because a lot of the reason why people say that they like we're so like kind of like attracted to mm-hmm. this person was because mentally they had cancer, right?
Right.
So they felt a certain way about themselves, which is really sad,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And a lot of her followers were women, okay?
Yeah.
So,
but a lot of them were vulnerable people with illnesses.
Cancer. Yeah, yes. With cancer. So they would say, you know, I would get hair extensions, right? Or I would get, I think one lady said that she would go and get a self-tan before going to the hospital. And that they would see Belle and that they're like, wow, like what she's doing, she looks so healthy.
Man, I can't.
So healthy. And she did an interview on, I think, Good Morning America. I think it was Good Morning America. And the lady was like, you look so good for having a brain cancer. And she's just literally like this. She's like,
I want to hurt her yeah. physically.
Yeah.
I
because she sold a lot of people emotionally, not just the fact, because let me tell you, I'm a huge believer that medicine is not just one thing. I think it's a combination of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I do believe that you need to take care of your body. And I do believe in a lot in what you eat and
yes.
things like that.
Yes.
However, not only did she scam people on the whole entire wholesome diet part about it, but she was scamming them in their emotion, in their appearance,
yeah.
in everything that they felt. Like those girls, I felt so bad and my eyes would water because I felt like they felt they weren't enough, like they were ugly.
Oh,
so
my
that
God.
They had to get the fake tans, that they had to do the hair extensions.
That's
like things to look like her.
That's the part that makes me want to physically harm her.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just like, do you, like, how? No, she's just sociopathic. There's a sociopathic underlying thing there, too, because you have zero empathy. Zero empathy to be able to do that to somebody. Because I'm sure that you've known people that have had cancer or yes. whatnot. I have, too. And for me to see that she's like making these people that are already going through something as hard as cancer to then have to worry or think about the way that they look.
They look. And not only that, but she grabbed them by where it mostly hurt them. Their appearance, their outward appearance, that like women, they would look at her and they're like, I want to do what she's doing because look at her. She looks so good.
That is beyond fucked up.
And it's so fucked up because she didn't have anything.
Nothing.
She didn't have anything.
She had nothing. And these poor other women and people were thinking that they were unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I cannot. I cannot with her.
So what did Belle kind of tell them to do, right? So then these are the things that she kind of claimed. So she basically told her followers that she had rejected chemotherapy and conventional medicine and instead healed herself with a sugar-free diet, herbal supplements, colonic irrigation, which she's just basically doing enemas, and then oxygen therapy, and then alternative healing practices like we actually covered this before.
Yes.
Ayurvedic medicine. So that has its own thing too.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more of like the scientific reality. Mm-hmm. So why all of this is nonsense, okay? We kind of already talked about a little bit, but this is just a little bit more. So glioblastoma, right? Survival rate is about 3 to 6 months without treatment. And then even with chemotherapy and surgery, the survival is usually less than 2 years. Okay. So this is what I was like kind of mentioning, that when you are diagnosed with such an aggressive form of cancer in the brain, you're buying time. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I can't imagine being a neurosurgeon and delivering that news, right?
Yeah.
That you're, days are pretty much counted, even with everything that I can give you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So there's also no evidence that diet detoxes or oxygen therapy can cure cancer.
Get the fuck out of here with that. Like, I mean, there's no other word.
Alternative therapies do not replace medical treatments. And that, I think, is really important, that it does not replace, okay?
Right.
No one here is saying that you can't do both. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But it should not replace it.
And that's what she was saying.
And that's what she was saying. Right. So basically, a lot of patients rejected conventional treatments, right? For this alternative approach. Okay. And Belle Gibson's lies weren't just like, you know, they weren't just ridiculous. They were completely dangerous.
Exactly. Right?
And she still does not take responsibility for that. She's like, I would never want to intentionally hurt someone. And Tara Brown was like, but you did.
Exactly.
You did. That's what you did.
Exactly.
But she's like, no. So let's talk a little bit of like the actual like procedures and things like that. Okay. Yeah. So she not only was lying about her cancer, but she was like just lying about like everything medical under the sun.
Yeah.
She said that she had brain surgery.
Never happened.
She had heart surgery. Also fake.
Also fake.
Radiation therapy.
Non-existent.
Various treatments and hospital stays. Even though she could never prove it, like she never could give the medical documents.
Yeah, no medical records to exist. Nothing.
And
in like
an
that.
Interview that I saw with a friend of hers that she was close to, her friend was like kind of picking up on these things. And I guess her and another person went to confront her about it. And they asked her, where were her medical documents?
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't keep that in the house. I think it's like negative energy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And that same person did, I can't remember. I read through this and now I can't remember because I've looked at so much about Belle Gibson. The same person that asked her for her medical records that she could not provide because it was negative energy. The same person described a story that it was her son's birthday. And
so Belle's son's
birthday.
Her own son.
Yes. And they had a very small party. It was very intimate per the friend. And as everyone was leaving, she dropped and had a seizure. She was foaming at the mouth. And then everyone came to help her. And her friend said, we need to call an ambulance. Like a normal person would say. Immediately, she said, no, she came out of the seizure.
Oh, magically. Oh,
and she said, could talk. She could talk. I don't want any Western medicine.
So
that's when her friend said, that's when I was like,
I'm sorry, but I didn't know that when you're actively seizing that you could have the wherewithal to say no.
No. And also
when, and even speak.
No. And also with a seizure, you're not there.
That's what I'm saying.
You are not aware of what people are saying. You're not. And foaming at the mouth, that's a pretty severe convulsion, right? So even if she were to have coincidentally come out in that moment.
Exact moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
She would have had at least something that we call a postictal state, which is that very sleepy state after a crazy seizure, because you just had your brain fire off all these neurons causing you to go into a seizure. And when you come out of a seizure, you are very sleepy.
It's like that brain fog type of situation. Like
feeling. You're very sleepy. You're exhausted from a seizure.
Yeah.
Right? So how is it that, first of all, you stop the seizure, you hurt her, say, someone call an ambulance. So that right there, just that right there, tells me that she was not seizing.
I wish somebody would have called the ambulance without like saying anything. Just so they could have gotten there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And see what happens.
No, she would have told, no, I'm fine. I don't want to go.
Oh, no. Hospital. She would have. Yeah.
I'd rather call my doctor.
This
person that we're going to talk about now.
Right now. Exactly. So she kept on mentioning this Dr. Mark all the freaking time.
Yeah.
She kept on blaming everything on him too. Like she pretty much used him as a scapegoat for many, many things. Right.
Yeah.
So who the hell is he? Right. So throughout her scam, she, like I said, frequently would reference him. And apparently he was a person that diagnosed her with this terminal brain cancer and guided her through treatment, right?
His name was like Mark Jones, I think. Or
she just calls him Dr. Mark.
Yeah, I think his name
is
Mark.
And then sometimes
Jones.
She doesn't even say doctor. She would just say, because Mark told me this, because Mark did that.
Yeah.
It was so casual. Anyway. But however, no medical records of this doctor exists. She never provided a last name for Dr. Mark, at least by what I was able to look.
Yeah, but I think in the interviews and things like that, his name was, he's like one of those people that has two first names.
wonderful.
Mark Jones or something. Yeah, like something that. Like but that. He does not exist.
He doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist, exactly.
Like, nobody was able to find this person.
Yeah, no. And everyone tried to look at the hospital to see if this person worked there. Nothing.
And no record of all these things that he made her go through, apparently. Even surgery.
Yeah.
No name on it with a doctor mark or anything near it. Whatever. Investigators and journalists cannot find any licensed doctor matching her description. So the truth about Dr. Mark was likely fabricated, right? No legitimate oncologist named Mark has ever been connected to her. She never provided proof of consultation, medical scans, or prescriptions. When confronted, she gave vague answers and changed details about her diagnosis. And doctors and scientists debunked her entire story as medically impossible. Yeah. About these consultations, right? So does she have any real medical consultations? Like, just any. She stubbed her toe. I don't know.
Yeah.
At one point, she suggested that she had been misdiagnosed by an alternative medicine doctor in Germany. Yeah. Now we're going to Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. But this was also never confirmed. It is likely that she made up Dr. Mark as a fictional figure to add credibility to her scan.
Yeah. And by the way,
which I truly believe in.
Yeah. And the way that he diagnosed her. So in this interview with Tara Brown, she asked, like, how did it happen? And then she says that he came to her house. Her house.
When was the last time that you did that? As a pediatrician?
No, never.
No, exactly.
Don't get me wrong. There's people that do house calls. But you're going to tell me that the person that this person diagnosed you with brain cancer by a house visit? And again, here's where I come again. Like, and that's what no one thought that this was weird. So
no boy.
just so that, which I'm sure people know this, but let me just reiterate it. Most of the time, if you are feeling off, you go to the doctor. Depending on your symptoms, they may or may not do labs. They may send some imaging or anything. He did not do any of that. She said that he came to her house and that he brought a box with some lights in it. And that she said that was German technology. Okay. German technology. And that is how he diagnosed her with terminal brain cancer. So let's just say that she was like this poor person. Maybe she got scammed. Okay.
Bullshit.
I love that thing.
God damn it. I can't. Like, I want to like.
But let's just say that she's a gullible person, right? Well, she's not. We obviously know the truth about her. Let's just say that she's a gullible person, right? Let's just say that she got scammed, right? And she really believed that.
Yeah.
If someone were to come to me and say, I think you have a terminal brain cancer and you only have 4 months to live, I would want a second opinion.
Can I see a scan?
A scan.
Can I see proof of
anything?
This?
Anything.
Yeah.
Which she said that she did. And there was even other times that she said that she felt sick. So she went to rescan herself and all these things.
She said that in that same interview.
Yeah.
She said that he gave her as she saw these scans.
Yeah.
And it had the glioblastoma. Yeah. Like she saw it. But he kept them.
Yes, exactly.
He kept those scans. So she saw it and he kept them.
You never thought.
And then when she went back to whatever place that she did those scans at, there was nothing.
There was nothing.
Nothing in her scans. Her scans were completely clear. So that made her believe that he showed her false ones from somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, why?
Yeah.
So stop using him as a scapegoat.
And like, that's what she's doing. She was pointing the finger at him like, poor Belle, she got scammed.
She got scammed.
But no, my love.
No.
If someone comes to your house, okay, and tells you that, okay, you would want a second opinion, especially if they're telling you that you have 4 months to live. Because if someone told me that I have something and it's extreme, I'd be like,
hold.
I think I need a second opinion. And okay, you know, like if that happens, I mean, God forbid, then okay, but not even a second opinion?
Yeah. Thank you, doctor, with your German
box. Why wouldn't you tell your family? Because that's another thing that all her family and friends said, that they would find out about her new diagnosis and all these things through her social media. So she wouldn't even sit and tell them like, hey, I just want to let you guys know that they found this. No, none of that.
Because they would call her out on her bullshit.
On her bullshit. Yep.
That's why.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now we're going to shift a little bit more like over to a little bit of her personal life, her son, pregnancy claim, and basically where they're kind of at now with all of that. So she does have a son. His name is Oliver, and she frequently used him in her narrative to bolster her fraudulent claims. We don't even know his last name. But yeah, is it Oliver or Olivier? Olivier? Olivier?
I think it's Olivier, yeah.
Okay.
It's probably like the Australian version,
Of Oliver. Yeah. I'm like, it must be the Australian version of Oliver. Sorry, Olivier. But anyways, he was born around 2010. Father is like unknown, but I'm pretty sure it's the IT guy. Yeah,
maybe. We don't know. We don't even know her age.
I know, exactly. This is the thing that's so creepy. But anyways, I
don't know how she's managed to do that.
She a lot of the time she would mention her son to like kind of gain all the sympathy.
Yeah, it's a prop.
Like that, it's like a prop, it's like a chess piece. Exactly. One of the reasons why she stopped the conventional treatment was because of her pregnancy with Olivier. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of her biggest lies was that she was diagnosed with brain cancer at 20, right? And that even though doctors recommended chemotherapy, doctors who medical record, okay, that she didn't want that because she wanted to protect her baby. Okay. Again, all of these lies, never having cancer. What doctors recommended chemotherapy? Because I am almost positive that no one is going to recommend chemotherapy without reviewing your scans.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Reviewing your scans, confirming, okay.
And for there to be some actual
documentation
of, I recommended this treatment, chemotherapy, to this patient.
And also, there's a lot of pregnant women that have therapy.
Yeah.
You know, like cancer.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Exactly. Okay. It does happen. It does exist. Yes. It's your choice.
Yeah.
But
there's like little public information about her son, which honestly, I feel like that's for the best.
Yeah.
Because this is nothing to do with him.
Exactly.
And I think it would be really like a big shame if he was constantly followed throughout his life because his mom was such a con artist.
Yeah.
But technically he would be around 14 years old right now. And given the high level of like public scrutiny, whoever is with him is probably keeping him out of the spotlight for a reason.
And that's fine, you know, good for him, honestly. So let's talk about a little bit more about these things where it's just mind boggling how far she went with them. So first off, the app. Right?
Yeah.
Called The Whole Pantry.
So Belle Gibson. Already sounds amazing.
Belle Gibson created a wellness and lifestyle app, created The Whole Pantry, which became widely popular before her fraudulent claims were exposed. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of an overview on what the hell is this app. The launch date was in 2013. Platforms were iOS and Android, Google Play Store, like the two biggest ones pretty much. The main features were plant-based and quote unquote clean eating recipes. Yeah. Holistic health advice, mindfulness and positive thinking techniques, alternative healing tips, a focus on wellness as a cancer cure. Implied, but not stated outright, because any lawyer would be like, absolutely fucking not, Apple. Yeah. Are you insane?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was still there. The app was marketed as a quote unquote one-stop shop health and wellness guide.
Yeah.
And its main selling point was Belle Gibson's false claim that she had cured her terminal brain cancer naturally. So why did it become so popular? Because fuck's sake, like, Belle Gibson claimed to be a cancer survivor, as we've seen, and she made it very freaking credible. The app fit perfectly into the Instagram era of wellness and, you know, all of that boom that was happening in 2010, because it's true. Like, she, like, really, really milked that era.
Yeah.
Like, it was perfectly timed.
And a lot of people say, okay, guys, again, we're going back to her personality traits.
Yeah.
Right? Manipulation, narcissistic, needs to be the center of everything. Mm-hmm. These are the people, if we check out our episode on narcissism, but if you look at every narcissist, manipulative person, I feel like almost always people's description is like they were the center of the party.
Yeah.
they were very like attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the very charisma. Yeah, the charisma talking to them. They're very convincing.
Absolutely.
So I don't doubt, let's just say, take away the whole entire cancer and all the crazy things that she said. Mm-hmm. She could have been famous just for this.
She could have used the shit out of her way of marketing anything.
Yes.
She could have been very successful
at
doing that.
A lot of people say, and a lot of her, the people that supported her said, yeah, why couldn't you just do this? Like, why did you have to lie?
Yeah.
You know?
You could have just been like healthy living.
Exactly.
And that's it. You didn't have to like make it a cancer freaking cure.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to laugh about this, but I can imagine a person making one of her soups from her recipe and just being like, fuck, I love this soup. God damn it.
Why does she have to be such a cunt?
Yeah. Like, damn it, this tastes so good.
I hope it's horrible.
I know. I heard a lot of people say that.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck.
I heard a lot of people say that her food was delicious, that she was actually a really good cook, which, by the way, I don't think that she was the only person that made those recipes.
She probably stole them from somebody else.
Someone else. Exactly. Exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, it was endorsed by Apple and became one of the most downloaded health apps at the time.
Yeah.
Do you imagine? Yeah. That on its own makes so much freaking money.
Yeah.
Apple even planned to, like I said, pre-install it with the Apple iWatch. The Whole Pantry was one of the first wellness apps chosen to be featured in the Apple Watch in 2015, guys. This would have put it in the millions of devices worldwide. However, Apple pulled the app at the last minute when Gibson's scam was exposed.
Yep.
Jesus. So how much money did she make from the app? The app reportedly earned over $300,000 Australian, and that's approximately $200,000 USD in sales. Gibson promised to donate a portion of the app's profits to charity, but this never happened. And it was later revealed that she kept most of the money for herself.
Yep.
As a very good scam artist. So then the fall of this app, the Whole Pantry, March 2015, after an investigative journalist exposed Gibson's fake cancer claims, Apple removed the app from the App Store, and they were
Apple
like,
was like,
they were like,
you're on your own, girl.
Bye.
Yeah.
Deuces. Anyway, in April 2015, Google also removed it from the Play Store. And in mid-2015, the app was completely shut down. So obviously it was removed for all of these things. And then there was, like, for very well reason, public outrage and media exposure forced Apple and Google to take these actions and bring it down. It created a lot of damage, as you could imagine. It encouraged alternative medicine over real cancer treatments. It spread false health information to thousands of people. It showed how social media influencers can manipulate audiences with fake health claims.
Yeah.
And it made Gibson rich from these lies.
It's really sad because I feel like she kind of, again, in her interview with Tara Brown, she's like, no, I would never lead them. And Tara would say, do you feel responsible for turning people away from mm-hmm. conventional medicine? She's like, I would never want that for my community. And I would never. And then, but you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did. You motivated people to leave conventional medicine. Mm-hmm. And to turn to alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. And when you were having the seizure, you're like, I don't want any Western medicine. You did. Right? So it was like, stop pretending. Stop lying. Stop creating this like person.
She even lies to herself.
No, she does. Yeah. So she had so many lies. And this is what, maybe we can even do an episode on like pathological liars.
Yeah.
It's that it's multiple lies, and yeah, that is their reality.
Oh, yeah.
Their lies are so much and so deep and so detailed that they live in that lie, and that's it. They believe that lie.
There's so much to unpack there. Like,
there, yeah, there's so much to unpack there. And I think it's like, you know, a mesh of like personality traits.
Oh, yeah.
Narcissism, all these things. It's like you do the most because of that personality type. And then one of the things that you use is lying.
Oh, yeah.
And then you believe your own lies. Mm-hmm. And then you're so deep into your lies that you don't even remember. She can't even remember her age because she's lied about it so many times.
That just like, that boggles my mind so much.
Yeah.
That she doesn't even know how old she is.
Yeah. And I think her around you, and she was like, oh girl, I got you now.
Yeah. No, she did amazing. She did amazing, but she has the patience of a monk, because I think I would have thrown the speaker at her.
Yeah, and I think the microphone. That she was kind of losing her patience a little bit. Yeah. But she kept it so together. But what I liked about her, she's like, I'm not letting you leave without holding you accountable for all the shit that you did.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to make you aware that you are lying. You know? It's just, whatever. Anyway, so.
Anyways, so her book. Yeah, so the whole pantry, right? So she did have the app, and then, but what first started off was her book. So it was based on the same brand as her wellness app. And then the book was released on October 2015 by Penguin Publishing and became popular due to her claim that she had cured her cancer. So again, the book was kind of like the app, just in like a physical form. Mm-hmm. And it was like the wellness Bible. Okay. So then again, the sugar-free diet, the clean eating, the plant-based recipes. And also, like, if you look at pictures of the book, it was, like, beautiful.
Like, I'm telling you, she had a gift for marketing.
Yeah.
She could have been a freaking marketing guru, if she wouldn't just stop lying.
Yeah.
Just market.
You can see people, like, turning pages of the book, and I can feel them. They were like, I used to make this one all the time, and like, oh yeah, I used to make that soup all the time, and I feel
probably stolen recipes.
Yeah, probably stolen recipes, but also, I don't believe like
shit that comes out.
I think that there's also like an emotional tie to food.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
of course.
And it's like now you like strip them away from that too. So it's like you stripped them away from everything. Now they're food. It's like, do not touch my food. Now, how am I supposed to live without that beet soup? How am I supposed to live without that green juice? Why?
Fucking Belle.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I'm sure there's plenty of recipes out there that you will find and you'll fall in love with.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure Pinterest has a plethora.
But here's the thing. She never explicitly stated that it cured cancer.
Of course not. Okay.
But the entire branding suggested it. Like all the comments she said, all of this, like all of that. Oh,
she indirectly was like, look at me. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it cured me. So she's indirectly saying that.
And the book was a bestseller.
Of course it was.
It was a bestseller. And it actually had a bunch of plans too. They were going to expand it. They had a lot of plans for that until she was caught.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then kind of like what Julie said, the app was eventually removed.
Yeah, that it contained all the same recipes and all that stuff. So exactly. It's like out. So talking about, because it's one of the things that really fucked with me when I looked into this, about the kid that she like used to learn these symptoms from.
Yeah, Joshua Schwartz.
Exactly. Bo Gibson copied her fake cancer symptoms from a real child called Joshua Schwartz, who was actually suffering from a devastating illness. He was a real cancer patient who had severe, rare brain tumor. She falsely claimed that she had the exact same type of tumor as Joshua. She used his symptoms and medical updates as a blueprint for her own fabricated freaking stories. So the Justice Mortimer, an Australian judge, confirmed in court that Gibson directly compared her own situation to Joshua's in order to gain sympathy and credibility. Tragically, Joshua passed away in 2017 while Gibson, who had falsely claimed to have the same condition, was living a lie and profiting off of her scam. Yeah. Fuck her. That's all I gotta say.
I can't even talk about it because I get so emotional.
Exactly.
Just, like, thinking about, like,
as a mom, fuck her.
Yeah.
That is just those parents, man. Those poor parents and just everybody that loved Joshua. And then this horrid human being had to like be involved. It's just, I can't. Anyway, so how did she freaking get caught?
Yeah, I mean, just I think people started asking questions. Her friends, her family, people, she would write articles and then her family would respond saying, wait, what?
Yeah,
like what? Journalists that wanted to interview her, and then
her own followers started like, yes. What, like, really questioning what's going on?
Well, yeah, a lot of her followers started questioning when
there were inconsistencies.
Not only the inconsistencies, but then an article came out on the news basically like outing her that she had it, that multiple charities hadn't received anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then that's when
she really fucked herself over.
Yeah, that's
one.
When the
I'm
fans
glad.
Were kind of like,
yeah, like,
wait,
what the hell?
What? Yeah, and then with that interview with Tara Brown, she was saying, I was, you know, I sent all of my finances to, you know, like an accounting firm or something like that, because she was like, because I was way in over my head with everything. And I was like,
just everybody else is to blame. The typical narcissistic behavior.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's pointing fingers. The doctor.
Yeah.
The this, the that, so the food.
None of it is her
family.
She's a victim of
her. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. Yeah. So obviously there were fake medical histories and missing doctors. Okay. Because she kept on talking about all these doctors and all these diagnoses and all these like things and nothing there. So people began asking for medical proof about this. Right. But she never provided not even a hospital record, a doctor name, or just test results. Nothing. She claimed that a mystery doctor in Germany, like Evie had said, diagnosed her via internet also, but no such doctor existed. That's great.
Diagnosed you over the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't with it. I just can't make this shit up.
She did.
Yeah, I know. She did. She really
She did. And then fake charity donations. She promised to donate thousands of dollars from her book and app sales to cancer charities. Journalists investigated her donations and found she never gave the money. When confronted, she made excuses and eventually admitted that she had lied. And then, of course, pointing fingers to made-up accountants and whatever. And then, finally, she had a public meltdown on TV. Gibson's lies reached national news when she appeared in 60 Minutes Australia, where she failed to explain herself. When asked if she had cancer, she gave vague answers like, I thought I did.
Yeah.
Every time she would say that, I wanted to, like, freaking, again, throw my phone against the freaking wall.
Terrible.
But never admitted the full truth.
Yeah, again, roundabout answers.
Yeah, never. Yeah.
She didn't even give any answers.
Never, ever.
So what's kind of like the latest news? Like, what's of her life? Where is she in 2025?
You would hope she's in jail, but no.
But she's not. She still hasn't paid her fine.
No.
Okay. She's been caught, like, kind of like living in luxury despite claiming that she's broke and she hasn't paid anything. Mm. She was spotted in Melbourne in like 2021 renting expensive homes and shopping. But then she kind of went into hiding. However, there was, I looked it up like right before, there was this video that surfaced. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. This is how she, her entire life, when she was like doing this like skater blogs and all these things, the cancer, the wellness things. Now she's like constantly trying to find a place where she fits in. So now, in Melbourne, there's like an Ethiopian community. So she inserted herself.
Now?
Yes, into this Ethiopian community in Melbourne.
Fuck.
And she said that she was adopted by this Ethiopian community to the point where she's like even wearing like traditional clothing and everything.
Oh, no.
And also speaking.
No.
Like, yeah. You need to see the interview.
No, she's culturally appropriating now too.
Yeah. So,
oh my God, she can't get worse. She cannot get worse.
No, and then
she only has to directly stab someone is the next step for her.
And then, and even commenting like what's going on in Ethiopia is like near and dear to my heart. And I was like, what? And then, so this Ethiopian, like the leader, or I guess one of the bigger people in the community of this Ethiopian group, basically found out everything about her.
Oh my God, because they didn't know?
No, I guess they did not know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they didn't know who she was.
I know what happened.
So then they like shunned her from the community.
Thank God.
Yeah, they told her like never come back. But the person is still saying that she walks around like saying that she's part of the community. So I think she also lied to them.
Oh, of course she did.
Yeah.
Of course she did. She doesn't know anything other than lying.
I really want everyone to see that video.
Oh my
so
God,
that you can
that is
laugh.
Like, she also is culturally appropriating because, I mean, what else? What else can
what
we
else
add?
Could you add to the list of her?
I'm telling you, the next step is actively murdering somebody. Like, not indirectly as she did with everything that she did with her health claims or whatever. Now the next one is actively, physically murdering.
Yeah. They even gave her a name and it's crazy. It's crazy. But But anyways,
oh my God.
Final thought.
Yeah, she's a bitch. She's a cunt. She deserves to be in jail, and she deserves everything negative that could possibly go. Yeah.
What she said.
Yeah, I'm not gonna mince my words over it. I'm sorry, but when you bring kids into this and everything,
just everyone, kids,
everyone. Humans, I know, no, for sure,
humans,
for sure, everybody, humans,
health choices. Like,
you know,
on such a level.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
And let me tell you, Penguin and Apple, they are so lucky.
Oh,
that they
right
did not plummet down with her.
I know. Well, Penguin published it. The book was out, yeah. Sold all the things. Apple got so lucky,
yeah,
that it didn't go with the watch right when they were going to do it and all that stuff. The app still existed.
Yeah.
But it could have been worse. Anyway, guys, the big lesson, I think, is medical misinformation.
Yes,
right?
So misinformation, which is unfortunately
only getting worse. Do your own research. Question everything. Question everybody. Just don't believe them. Even if they have an MD, DO, PhD, whatever, after their name, still question it. Like, you know, do your own reading. Like, not because this person is verbally saying it.
Yeah.
Don't believe it just as fact. Look at what studies they're talking about. Look at what they are talking about. Like, look into it, you know?
Yeah. And also, like, just, you know, look at a person's, like, reputation.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, if you go to a doctor, I'm not going to sit here and be like, don't believe anything the doctor tells you.
No.
You know, I don't think that's what Julie's trying to say.
No, I'm not trying to say that
what
either.
What Julie's trying to say is, you know,
but when you look at it,
if you look online. At something online, exactly, yeah. Don't believe it, okay, just because a person says that they're a doctor.
Exactly. Okay? Because you'll see it on TikTok, like,
yeah,
you know, Jane Smith, MD, and then she's here going on about like, freaking vibes. And negative ions in the air or whatever, and all that stuff. And yes, there are ions. Physics does exist. All those things. But then people tend to like grab something that's factual and then turn it into something else. So that's why it's like, just because it looks really nice and they're very charismatic online and they're able to tell you things in a way that you understand and can kind of see how it's true, doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. But also, you know, modern medicine exists.
Exactly.
We have come a long way. Research has come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So when there are recommendations, like I suggest that people, I tell people, do your own reading from credible sources.
Exactly.
From credible sources. Do not tell me that you went to a blog.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to give you studies and all of these things where you can read on what's the recommendation, what are other things, other trials, because there are trials. And And in treatment centers, we do sometimes say, maybe we can get you on a medical trial.
Right, okay? Right.
Because we are learning. We are continuing to learn in science.
And so then there's the other very cynical thing that's out there too. Like these people, these influencers and whatever, they'll be like, yeah, because according to this study, and then they...
It's a terrible study.
One, it's a terrible study. Or they dissect only the things that they want from that study.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand? And then it's like
wait, RFK. I'm
not going to say names because it's not a political podcast. But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of people out there that then they will, cite a study and be like, yeah, look, you wanted proof. Here's a study. But then they will only talk about the things that they want from that study.
Yeah. Or they will completely misinterpret the study.
Manipulate the whole thing.
Yeah.
100%. So just because...
No, that's actually not what the study said.
Exactly. So just because... That's why I'm saying read it.
Yeah.
Follow up on, because they said that and they cited this study. Did you read the study?
Yeah.
Is that what you understood from it? Like that? And guys, like, I mean... Just do your own research. That's all I gotta say.
From credible sources.
From credible sources, right? Yeah. Still see your doctor. I'm not saying like to question every freaking person out there, but like when it comes very nicely tied up in a bow online.
Like not all professions are made equally. And
just
remember that the reason why you go to a doctor in the first place is because you are going to see the specialist. This is a person that literally dedicated their training to this specialty. Mm-hmm. And most good doctors will tell you to seek a second opinion. So I know a lot of oncologists that say, if you want a second opinion, you can go ahead, you know, because they are kind of telling you like, this is what I found. This is most likely what it is, but you can go and Leave. Go and get another evaluation and see if everyone agrees. If everyone agrees with the diagnosis. If everyone agrees with the treatment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's Belle Gibson, guys. Let us know if you guys saw the Netflix mini series. I think it's what it's called, like a mini series or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's like based.
They did a movie about it now, too.
There you go. It's based off of it. Like, they changed names. They added or removed, like, some characters or whatever in it. And then check out the link. I will put it in the show notes wherever you're listening or watching this from, of that TikTok of the with Tara Brown. And check out our merch.
I know. Jules is wearing our merch. I need to wear it next time.
There's new merch, new logo and all that. It will also be linked wherever you're watching or listening to this from. And yeah, check us out on online, all forms of social media. Thank you guys for supporting us and for doing all the things you guys are doing. We love doing this. And yeah, we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Like, comment, review us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, etc.
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Funny Medicine Podcast. Our Gmail is funnymedicine305@gmail.com. And remember, we are not diagnosing you.
Definitely not. Just funny stuff.
See you later, guys.